Hallelujah. For 120 years, Noah said, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. And it rained not. But the day it rained, brother, it came down. And the door was locked. By the time they saw it was the truth, the door was locked. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You hear he's coming back. We preach he's coming back. Grandpa preached 100 years. He's coming back. He's coming back. But I'm here to tell you, when you see him coming in the cloud, the door will already be locked. By the time you realize it was the truth, it's going to be too late. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. He's coming back. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand with me? We will read 3 verses of scripture. I'll let you be seated. I will be teaching this morning. We have Brother Cole Weeks be coming to minister us. Brother and Sister Gidrow are on vacation. So remember and pray for them while they get some very much needed rest. Also, I ask that you pray for my mother. In case you didn't know, her last remaining sister, Doris, passed away. And she passed away with my mom at her home in Reeves at 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mom's a very, very tough lady. And she was able to handle that and endure that and contact me in the morning. And we did what my Aunt Doris wished, and that was to be buried immediately. And so within 30 hours, as the law says, she was not embalmed, just buried. And so I will tell you, get a good look at your pastor today, because that's how I'm going. See me while I'm alive, because you won't see me when I'm dead. Hallelujah. I'll see you again while I'm living. Hallelujah. Let's look at Hebrews 4 and 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. How many of you know he's not just good, he's not just better? He is great. He's the greatest. That is passed, not away, but into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, so let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want to talk about a subject that I'm sure we have all thought about, and sometimes others have dwelt more on it than perhaps you have, but what is the point of it all? What is the point of it all? What's life really about? Why am I here? I want to talk about what's the point of it all this morning, time being my helper. God, I come before you this morning. I just believe somebody's heart is already pricked. Just to know I'm going to get an answer is encouraging to me. Just to know somebody may have the answer is encouraging to me. Hallelujah, because I still have hope. To the last day I draw breath, it's the anchor of my soul. Lord, I don't know. I'm looking through a glass darkly. But someday I'll see you as you are. Hallelujah. My hopes will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm glad to know that Jesus passed. Yeah, you wouldn't be here today if you hadn't passed. See, you passed from yesterday into today. Yes, you did. You didn't pass away. You just passed. You passed the first grade, you went to the second grade, third. Hopefully you kept passing. You may have had to repeat one, that's okay. Eventually you passed. And so he passed, not away, but he passed into heaven. Okay? And he passed with a great score. It wasn't a good score, it was a great score. He passed with 100% correct. I've always loved it, Sister Imboden, when I got my test paper back and said 100 and A plus, and the teacher said very good. It's just a little note, like, oh, thank the Lord, you know, made 100. I didn't miss anything, and Christ didn't miss anything. 100. He had 100 out of 100 and 99 out of 99. There's still 100. Yeah. Okay, and he passed not away, but he passed into heaven. Now, my score will never be 100% on my own. but he passed into heaven that we may come boldly and get some extra points to bring me up to his expected grade, perfection. So I will never get there on my own, but I'm striving to get there. I want my score to be as high as I can get it, so I don't need as many points. Someone maybe need more points than others, but we can all go boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy to help our score in the time of need. Hallelujah. We're all going to need help, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's good to know that God grades on the curve, you know, and he always brings us up to him. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that this high priest that we have can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Hallelujah. The Bible says to cry with them that cry, weep with them that weep, mourn with those that mourn, rejoice with them that rejoice. And those are things that we do together because we're so connected by feelings. I'm so glad that he's connected to me by feelings. Before he took on a body and he took on flesh, he wasn't connected to us by feelings because God is the Spirit. He didn't have flesh and blood to bleed and to hurt and to moan and to groan. He didn't have that. But once he took on flesh, he had feelings too. And his feelings kind of were similar to my feelings. And now he understands, just like we say all the time, I know what it's like. And the only way you can know what it's like is if you've been in my shoes. And then when you've been in my shoes, you become my soul buddy, if you will, because we have similar feelings. Hallelujah. So we're connected this morning by the strongest thing that life can offer, feelings, not Facebook. Some people are connected by Facebook, but what if I unfriend you? I defriend you? What if I block your email? We won't be friends very long. No, I blocked you. Some people are connected by telephones and all these kinds of hobbies. Oh, we have the same hobby. Oh, that's good. But what about the feelings? When you're connected to my feelings, then we're connected. Hallelujah. I don't need Facebook to connect to you. I don't need emails to connect to you. I just need to be able to talk to you. Because when I know when I talk to you, when I cry, you're going to cry. When I weep, you're going to weep. Because I know we're connected by feelings. We have a high priest that is connected to us by the feelings of our infirmities. Woo, that's good to know. I can go to him and he says, I know how you feel. I know what you're going through. And sometimes it seems very difficult, and I've heard this. I've been in this a long time. I've heard this. Well, how can Jesus know what I'm going through? It's different time frames. It was different cultures. It was different, so much different. How can Jesus know what it's like to go through a divorce when he wasn't even married? How can Jesus know what it's like to lose your father and your mother when his father was God and his mother outlived him? How does Jesus know all these things? How does he know what it's like to fail college because he never went to college? How does Jesus know the feeling of bankruptcy because he didn't even have a bank to go bankrupt? And we get off on this wondering, and we messed up because we got off on what he didn't say. It did not say. We've misunderstood, misquoted this scripture so many times that we've believed it ourselves. It didn't say that he was tempted in all things. It said he was tempted in all points. And I'm here to tell you, there's not but 3 points in the world. Not but 3 points in this whole world. 3 categories to be tempted in. So what's the point of life? What's the point of temptation? Have you ever said, Lord, why am I going through this? What's the point of sickness, Brother Doucette? What's the point of our knees going bad? What's the point of death? What's the point of life? What's the point of having money? You leave it behind anyway. What's the point of having friends? They forsake you anyhow. What's the point of it all? And we get bogged down trying to find the mystery of the point of it all and never find it. My, my, my. What's the point of it? Christ was tempted, the Bible says, in all points. even as we are tempted, yet he was out without sin. He could have said, what's the point of being the Son of God? I was God already. What's the point of the cross? What's the point of being born in a manger? What's the point of God being my father and Mary being my mother? What's the point of Judas Iscariot? What's the point of it all? Surely, if God had a choice, he must have had a point. If he had a choice of leaving heaven and coming to earth, there must have been a reason. And if he chose for you, for it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves, there must be a point for you to be here today. What's the point? There's not but three points in this world, and they all come down to one point. The point we've missed for so many years. Many times I've kind of wondered as I went through things, what's the point, Lord, of this? If I just knew, I'd be able to bear it better. If I just knew. I mean, Joseph could have said, when he was in the pit, what's the point of the pit? He ended up in the palace. What's the point of the palace? Why didn't I bypass the pit and just go to the palace? What was the point of David being anointed king and running from Saul for his life? And his master trying to slay him. And like 22 years later, he becomes the king. What was the point of it? I got the answer for you this morning. The point of it all. Let's look at the three points in the world. They're in 1 John. There's three verses here. 1 John 2 and 15. John said, love not the world, neither the things. Not the points, but the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, here's our three points. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So any man love these three things, the love of the Father is not in him. The world, now watch, the world passeth away. What did our high priest do? Passed on. He moved up. The world fadeth, passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God passes on. They abide forever. He that believeth on me, and if he were alive, he shall not die. He shall not see death. You say, well, Lord, the graveyard's full. You don't understand it. You don't understand. For though you were dead, yet shall you live. You see, the life that we're talking about is that spiritual continuity with Christ. So these three points, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, they're all going to fade away. They're going to fail. It's always been the same three points. Christ was not tempted in all things, as you think, but he was tempted in all points. Which includes all things. Since the beginning of time, Adam and Eve were also tempted in all points. All points. Yes. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh. And it was pleasant to the eyes, the lust of the eyes. And a tree to make one wise, pride of life. She was tempted in all points. Just as Christ was. And she failed in all three points. But this high priest we have was tempted in all points and knew not sin. And so sometimes we have misunderstood the point of it all. Let's look at Luke 4 and 1. And we'll see how Jesus was tempted in all points. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was not led by the devil into the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted in the wilderness. And being tempted, and being 40 days tempted of the devil in all things, in all points. No, it was in all points, not all things. But all points, which includes all things. And those days did eat nothing. And when he had ended, he afterward hungered. His flesh was desiring. His flesh was desiring. I didn't say lusting. His flesh was desiring. There were things of the flesh. The lust of the flesh was there. He was desiring. And said in him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. Use your godly power to do what other people won't do. Because if he could have bypassed that, he wouldn't be my high priest. I wouldn't want a high priest that does that. I wouldn't want a high priest that when he's hungry, he just takes stones, turns them to bread. I want one to be hungry like I'm hungry and work for a living. And feel what it's like to get up in the morning and go to work and come home tired and then preach a sermon. Then you can be my high priest. Command these stones to be made bread. Bypass it, if you will. Turn it into lust, if you will, because lust wants it instantly. Desire will work for it. Things I desire, I'll work hard to get. Lust wants it right now, right now, right now. Fulfill me now, now, now. That's what lust does. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You see, he was tempted in the point of the lust of the flesh. Say, well, it wasn't sexual lust. Let me tell you, it was the lust of the flesh. It included everything the flesh could want. If he thought a woman would have got him, he'd offered him a woman. But he offered him what was he was desiring the most. He was hungry. And he passed the point. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed him, used his eyes. We're going to talk about the lust of the eyes. Unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. You see all of this, Jesus. You see it. Can't you see yourself being the king of all this? It is mine to give whom I will give it to. And you can have it if you want it. Just say so. And he could, I just want you to see yourself there. That's what the devil wants you to do. See yourself involved with it. Mm-hmm. He didn't take him to a low point. He took him to a high point. Mm-hmm. And the devil said to him, all power will I give thee, and the what? The glory of them. The glory of them that is delivered unto me, and whosoever I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Why don't you just see yourself with the glory and everybody laying down palm branches to you? Why don't you just see yourself high and lifted up and everybody saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Oh, it was the lust of the eyes didn't get him either. And he brought him to Jerusalem, not Jericho, not some other city. He brought him to the city of God, to the city of David, where the throne was. He brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle, another high place, another point, if you will. A pinnacle of the temple. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, and he turns around. Hey, I'll use scripture too. If you want to say it's written, I can do that. For it is written, he shall give the angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against. Isn't that what the book says, Jesus? Show them the pride of life. Show them, Jesus. Show them. Cast yourself down and just show them that your word is true. Show them that you can do what they can't do. See, pride is something where you want to show other people you got what they don't got. Pride is like driving that new car by your enemies to show them. Pride is when you leave somebody and said, I'll show you. I don't need you anyway. And you flunk because you didn't need them anyhow. Pride is the greatest enemy that a man has or a woman has. Pride, these strong, excessive desires for power and things of this nature. Pride is the biggest enemy because it's so sneaky. It's so sneaky. God hates pride. Did you know that? He hates it so much, he said, I hate a proud look. Get that smirk off your face. I don't even like for you to look like you got something when you don't have it. And if you got it, don't flaunt it. Jesus found himself in this high pinnacle of the temple, and the word of very words that was spoken, that he spoke, was being used against him. Show him. You know, most people, he was in the temple in a high place. Most people fall in the church. Church is not a fashion show, my brothers and sisters. I don't care. I don't judge you by what you wear or how you dress. I do think we should dress the best that we have and available to us in the house of God. More people fall in church than any other place. So he said, why don't you cast yourself down and show them Jesus? Show them if you're the Son of God. Jesus, that would make you famous. Man cast himself down. Truly, he is the Son of God. Cast himself down, high place. Angels come. Pick great headlines for the Damascus Post. You'll be famous, Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He passed that point too. He passed the pride point. He passed the lust of the eyes. He passed the lust of the flesh. So therefore, in all things as well, all points contains all things. And he passed. No, he wasn't married and went through a divorce. No, he didn't get in a car wreck. He didn't even have a chariot wreck. But he passed that those major points so he could pass those. He that's faithful in least will be faithful in much. But still, what is the point of it all? Okay, you passed the point. Okay, you didn't cast yourself down. Okay, you didn't bow down. But what is the point of it all? What's the point of false accusations? What is the point of loneliness? What's the point of sorrow? What's the point of happiness? What's the point of it all? And if we stop there, you'd still be wondering today, what is the point of it all? What was he proving? But let's read a little further, like two or three more verses. And when the devil had ended all temptation, thank God there's an end. Somebody needs to know that. He departed from him for a season. You need to know that too. He's coming back. But you got a little rest. The Bible says in Matthew, if you read the account, it said, and the angels ministered unto him. You see, they didn't come to catch him up. They came to minister to him. And when the temptation was done, they ministered to him. Mm-hmm. So what was the point of the temptation? The devil left. He's exhausted. What's the point of it all? And watch. Here we go. And Jesus returned in the power.